Former before feature time. That's a wonderful writer. Her name is Suzanne Owens. Please give her a big welcome.
Thank you. I'm reading poems from a book I'm trying to get published, $25 every time you send it to a contest. And it was titled, it was given a title by Betsy Binstock called Learning to Breathe. It's about acting and great actresses. And the first part is about my own actresses, my own acting experiences, and that's called From the Theater Trunk. And then there's Actresses Famous, Funky, and Forgotten, and that's the third part. And the fourth part is called Thunder in the Mountain, and that's about Fanny Bryce. And her third husband, Billy Rose, called her that, Thunder in the Mountain. She broke all the everything in the theater, all the she was a star of the Follies, the vaudeville, the movies, and even TV. She played Baby Snooks on TV. I don't know, I forget what years, but she died in 1951. So this is about a small portion of a long poem, 11 pages, about her. The audience yells and stamps, "You can do it, show them, Fanny." With my eyes shut, I'm dancing on the bar when I was 10 at Pinochle Charlie's where mother worked, and I sing. I sing because mother is out there. She says, I am the new Eleonora Deuce. I imagine her wearing a velvet dress, a blue ostrich plume, and her straw hat, and I am the star who earns $50 a week. I've bought her a car, a chauffeur, even a country house. With my eyes shut, I sing, when you know you're not forgotten by the girl you can't forget. I show them. When I open my eyes, I've won the prize. I'm on the right track, traveling to the man I can't forget. At the end of the line, the very place that terrifies is the place I want. Slotted in her comedic role, a master of the manic, an Eastern star, my sister, Fanny, rose on looks Semitic and a Yiddish accent, although she couldn't speak a word. But she could kick, clown, and sing, "You Made Me Love You." Fanny knew she didn't belong to the dark streets, the crowds crying in front of the tenements. She didn't belong to burlesque, the Follies, or even the theater, but to the tragedy, the mystery. Fanny knew who she was and refused to be pressed into society's box. She traveled beyond her stop to arrive at the place called alone. She learned how to stand as still as an ice block, her hands frozen at her side, her face refrigerating every grimace, and sing without an accent until the audience melted away on its own tears. Thank you. I was more in love with Nick Arnstein than my Ziegfeld contract, which I shared with every passerby at every street corner. I didn't know there could be that rainbow round my shoulder. At first, I was just the fourth girl from the end of the second row in the chorus, and he was the gambler who wore shoes made from a cast of his foot. He knew everything about wine, flowers, silver, cars, wiretapping, and grand larceny. I knew everything about making them laugh, how to kick, roll my eyes, wink at the orchestra leader, and swing on the curtain. I wouldn't leave the stage until I knew. I held them in the palm of my hand until I owned them. He owned 7 toothbrushes, pince-nez, gold French cufflinks, and pajamas made of dull silk. And not that shiny pimp silk either, with a very small monogram. When I met him, he had deals of great importance on the continent and a stable of racehorses I never saw. Nick's nags were no better than the brewery horses that pulled the beer to Pinochle Charlie's. I don't know if I got stuck on the man or on his red damask walls. I've waited for him in gambling rooms, at craps tables, roulette wheels, and I'm still waiting outside the bars of a cell at Sing Sing. I bring him his lunch every day. It's no roller coaster ride. Prison food is not saltwater taffy. And Nick is no hot dog.
Suzanne Owens, one more hand for her, please.